And we welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you for the full hour here.
Yeah, this is a story of famous dogs.
Nice. A little rejoin music in that dog theme that our producer Dave DiNatale is doing that in your honor. Do you feel honored?
You know what I really do? I love it. You know, I'm a dog man, so let's play it.
Absolutely. Hey, other stuff going on around the league for sure. And I think this is, you know, this is something I also wanted to make sure we got into, was to talk about it was a story of yesterday and continues to be the story of today. Denver Broncos bringing in and now signing Peyton Manning. He had the news conference today. John Elway was part of the news conference today. There's another shoe in this, of course, is the Tim Tebow shoe that has to fall, I guess. But let's start with the Manning deal. And a very interesting comment that John Elway made. You remember John Elway, right?
Do I? I tell you this.
When I say John Elway, what happens to you? I know you don't bark necessarily.
I just say missed Hall of Fame, missed Super Bowl. Super Bowl comes number one. There's so many guys that's not going to get in because of that. And I give John a hard time. You know what, Vic, though, the nicest guy. John used to have a golf tournament every year that I used to go to.
In Colorado.
I'm telling you, the nicest guy in the world. And he just looks at me and he just laughs.
That what it is? It's down to just laughing?
Yeah, it's down to laughing right now.
Ouch. I know it's not that much of a laughing matter, but at least all these years later. Yeah. But anyway, with regard to his comment that he said, and this was interesting, he said, got a plan. They were asking him if there was a plan B in this press conference today to the quarterback situation in Denver. And he said, there is no plan B. We're just talking about plan A. Plan A being Manning. That struck me as, at the very least, interesting. And maybe if you're a Broncos fan, maybe a little scary. Because plan A had four surgeries on his neck.
Well, I think probably after he said it, it probably hit him too. Because that is weird. Because, again, and you hope Peyton Manning is healthy. I mean, everyone wants to see him, and they want to see him play, and they want to see him play to the caliber that he's played all these years. But again, you have to think about it in the back of your mind. What if he's not completely healed? What if he takes that hard hit and something happens? Who's going to play quarterback for this football team? I tell you, it'd be really nice for the Denver Broncos if they had Tim Tebow as that secure blanket if something happened to Manning. But I tell you what, that's weird. You got it. You know, maybe Tim Tebow is not on the block as we hear.
Well, that's the thing, to see where that's going. I mean, it was easy to assume that Manning comes in and you're Tim Tebow and you don't want to be there anymore because you want your opportunity to be the starter or you want to continue. The last game you started was a playoff game as a quarterback. So that mentality maybe balanced with the idea that you could say, this is an opportunity to learn, Tim, because Peyton Manning isn't here for a long stretch. He's a short answer to that football team. He's looking for a short path to where he wants to go, which is back to the Super Bowl. So if regardless of what happens, he's there probably a short amount of time. Can't you watch, learn?
Well, and I could tell you that, and I would love right now to get into Tebow's mind because football players, I mean, athletes are a different breed. You could say what you want to say. Now, it would be totally different, I think, if Tim Tebow wasn't the starter, if this wasn't Tim Tebow's football team. Mm-hmm. But let's face it, after the season they had, this was Tim Tebow's football team. He was the quarterback of the Denver Broncos. He was the guy, the leader of this football team. Now, all of a sudden, they go out and they sign Peyton Manning, and it's totally different. Tebow mania is over right now in Denver. It's the same thing. I'll give you another example. Alex Smith. When San Francisco was even attempt to talk about bringing in Peyton Manning.
Right.
I mean, you could see it. His feelings got hurt. His ego got hurt a little bit. He said, hey, all of a sudden, now I'm going to go out and I'm going to see what I can get on the market with other teams, because I think he was pretty much set in the signing with the San Francisco 49ers. He still may sign with the San Francisco 49ers.
Right.
But again, egos get hurt, and it's going to be interesting to see how this whole scenario unfolds in Denver. Talking talking about with Peyton Manning and Tim Tebow.
Yeah, because there was widely assumed when the story first broke about Manning to the Broncos that there would be a domino effect with Tebow ending up somewhere where there was a quarterback needy team. Well, there's some quarterback needy teams out there, but it doesn't look like they're pouncing on him. Dolphins bring in David Garrard. Mm-hmm. You talk about the 49ers.
Who didn't play last year.
Who did not even play last year. You look at the 49ers, and you mentioned, I think they make amends. They make nice, I think, with Alex Smith, and whose coach, by the way, was saying right along that he felt Jim Harbaugh was supportive of this guy, even though they were dipping their toe into the Peyton Manning water. But I guess that's the reality of football. Just as, you know, the Dolphins organization was talking about, support for Tony Sperano, but meanwhile, let's take a little look at this Jim Harbaugh guy from Stanford who, you know, before he ended up in San Francisco. So, I mean, it is that kind of a business. These are the things that happen, the decisions that are made. I also wonder from Manning's standpoint, because San Francisco had been mentioned as obviously a destination point. Did he realize there that maybe he wasn't going to get the full keys to the offense that he wanted? That maybe there was a little bit of a holdback from Jim Harbaugh saying, okay, we're not quite going to name you our quarterback/offensive coordinator. That might not have happened.
And I think that was very important for him. I mean, that was very, very important because, you know, Peyton Manning, he loves to have a say-so, and especially anything that's going to happen on the offensive side of the football. And he want to stand right there at the line of scrimmage. He want to be able to call his plays. And what's going to be interesting to see right now, whether or not they start to bring some of those other pieces to this football team, some of the other players, when I say pieces, to help Peyton Manning, people that already know the offense and very, very familiar with him. But getting back to Tim Tebow, it wouldn't surprise me if Tim Tebow stays on this football team simply for the reason where you're talking about that plan B or plan A. You got to have a plan B. You have to have another guy able to step in because, again, you know what you're getting, but you don't know what you're getting with Peyton Manning right now with that bad neck.
Yeah. No, I don't think there's any doubt about it that this, you know, he talked about Manning said he could play Sunday, I guess, if he had to. But he acknowledged a certain level of where his strength was or wasn't. I guess wasn't is the way to talk about that. But that's just being honest. And on one hand, and I guess on the other hand, sort of covering your bases, right? Because for Manning's sake, I said at the beginning of this whole thing that he was in a little bit of a no lose. That if he comes out and makes if he comes out and has a great comeback, whatever, from this injury. It's a remarkable story. Everybody say, oh, wow, look at Peyton Manning. And you got to see it to believe it. I at least I do. But the flip side is if it doesn't work out, well, he made a gallant try, a valiant try. Now, maybe people will be critical. Not maybe. People will be critical of the Broncos for taking the flyer. If it's called a flyer, it's a pretty big gamble. If you hear the numbers on this contract, nearly $100 million is being reported on this deal, and it doesn't work out. The Bronco faithful may say, hey, what did you guys do to take this risk and it blows up on us? But Manning fans or people, football fans, are going to say, hey, he gave it a try. He gave it a try. And the other key is what we don't know about the contract, how well it's written to protect the Broncos.
Well, and that's what I was going to say, Vic, because, you know, again, we hear 5-year, $96 million could exceed $100 million, just like you just mentioned. But I also heard, and again, no one really knows the language that's in the contract, you mentioned, yet. But my understanding is that the Broncos right now, not any of that money is guaranteed.
Right.
Not any of it is guaranteed right now, which is smart. And again, just to let you know, we don't know what we're getting with you. And that's why it was surprising to me, just like it was to you, when he came out and made the statement that, hey, this is our plan A. We really don't have a plan B right now.
No, I think that's a critical part. And again, you know, looking at it even, and I'd love to hear this from your perspective, if there's any hesitation on the part of a quarterback, if this is affecting his throwing motion in any way, you've gone against your share of guys who have tried to battle through injuries at the quarterback position. It's just the nature of the game. That had to be an advantage for you when you knew they were hesitant at some point.
Well, no question about it. And when we really liked it, it was a shoulder or arm or something. But again, it's that neck.
Yeah.
And that neck is a very, very vital part when he's trying to make that motion or make that move to throw that football, and especially when he's got to get it around to see the entire field. So, yeah, we like that advantage.
You can take a jump on that.
Oh, no question about it. We can take a jump on it. But, Peyton Manning is Peyton Manning.
No.
He is the man.
Yeah, when he's on his game and that's coming out fat, that's what I need to see. Is he the man Peyton Manning, or is he ordinary or less than that? All of us got to see that. And clearly, John Elway, the Broncos have made that investment. They're all in. Well, we say they're all in. If the contract is not guaranteed, I guess they're mostly in.
And I want to say, just hope he's not 100%
would be the game
when we play him. Now, after we play him, I hope he's fine.
Problem,
no problem. We can go out and get throw for 500
day.
Yards, but not that day.
Great stuff, Hanford, and we will revisit with you at the end of the week.
You got it, partner. Vic, it was good as always.
I enjoyed it. He is Hanford Dixon joining us, as he always does, the top dog, right here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game.